This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, June 14th. Well, we have a much different story coming into the grain complex this week with the market sharply lower as we had some unexpected rains across the western Midwest, but the northern plains really got a good shot of rain and up into the Canadian prairies. Some very extreme weather in eastern Montana and in other pockets of the northern plains, but the moisture coming to very parched crops is huge in at least stabilizing those crops and probably bumping up the yield potential since it's still fairly early in the growing season. So that definitely took the edge off the spring wheat market. We were already starting to see that last week, but the widespread rains across the Dakotas and eastern Montana and again up in the Canadian prairies has really pushed spring wheat futures down even harder, and it certainly is the leader to the downside. So we're back down testing the gap area from late May once again, which was a spike low from last week. I would imagine that we're probably going to eventually take that out. It just seems like the market is coming under significant stress here. It is a support area, so we'll see what happens. The longer range forecasts do bring warm and dry conditions back into the northern plains and western Midwest and northern Midwest. But right in front of us, we've got, you know, again, unexpected moisture across some of those Midwest areas. But we've got a tropical system developing in the Gulf. You know how that can go. If that forms and pushes north, that'll bring a huge swath of moisture up into the Midwest. And that's likely or could last up until you get into the northern part of the Midwest. And then the longer range forecast, the 8 to 14 day, is calling for some cooler and wetter temperatures and conditions. So that's taking some of the edge off of the weather premium as well. Right in front of us, we're looking at a stretch of at least a week of pretty hot temperatures across that northern Midwest area. So Iowa, and of course it kind of was boiling down to Iowa, but it stretches into Minnesota and the Dakotas, of course. But it's a major producer. When you look at the rest of the Midwest, if anything, they might have too much moisture. But you have no wiggle room for production losses. That's really the crux of the issue. Last year, it was centered on Iowa as well, dry conditions that really failed to get the market's attention, as the rest of the Midwest did just fine. And it was way late in the growing season and into harvest before we really got the market really got hold of the yield issues going on in Iowa, and it was a train wreck. So this year the market's more attuned to it, but you just don't have the wiggle room either because of those losses from last year and because of the poor production season in South America this year. Now you've got a situation where you just don't have any room for error in production losses. And now you've got these dry conditions that have lingered over the heart of corn country, Iowa, southern Minnesota, and even the Dakotas could be included in that, you know, major corn country. And it's just, you know, you're just getting enough rain to hold off a major push higher in the futures markets. So again, right in front of us, you know, we've had some moisture recently. We have a hot stretch coming that'll deplete much of that what fell over Iowa. But then the longer range forecast calls for better conditions. And then you have this tropical system developing in the Gulf. So, you know, traders are just not going to hold a long position with that kind of scenario going on. So you come into the Sunday night trading session under heavy selling pressure, and it's not relenting at all. So at this point, I would expect that you're probably going to hold where you're at coming into the break of the night session into the day session, and then we'll see what the midday forecast calls for. If you're just a chartist, you're looking at this formation, and you see an Elliott wave type of formation that has developed, a pretty well balanced one from the early May high down to the late May low, is a pretty clean 5 countdown, which would suggest an ABC up. And we talked about this about a week ago, and we've kind of had this ABC up in it shows better in the corn and the beans, but now you've got the beginning of another leg down. You would look for another five count down that would at least test the low from late May and probably take it out just by a little bit, which if you do that, takes us into very strong support levels for corn and soybeans both. It likely would still be on the July futures. So for July corn, you're looking at 550. That low 550 to 555 area is a major support bench. And that's still a long way below us. That's a whole dollar below us. But I think that that's reachable if you get this kind of weather forecast materializing. That takes us into late June, most likely, into the plantings and stocks report, which is a huge report coming out. We expect to see more corn acres planted. And the question is, where did those acres come from? Did they come from soybeans? Probably some, probably most. But they could have come from a number of areas, especially in the Dakotas. But it was dry in North Dakota. So are you going to switch to corn acres when you're looking at such dry conditions? So there's numerous questions as to what those acres are. So it's going to carry a huge impact in the market, that report will. And that will help set the tone for the summer. But obviously it's all about weather until at least we get past pollination. And that's not till we get into late July. So it's going to be a long growing season, a couple months here as we move forward, and expect a lot of volatility. But my guess is that you will come back down and test the May low. You probably take it out by a bit, and then you set up for the next stretch of the growing season, which takes us into the pollination period. And by late June, we would have those longer range weather forecasts kind of settling in as to what the pollination period would look like. So a lot going on. The market expects we'll probably see a decline in crop condition ratings this afternoon, considering the heat that had been bearing down on the crop even last week. But again, we've had some pretty decent rains to help stabilize it, especially for spring wheat. So that's kind of where I'm at. I do look for more pressure here. I look for a test of the May low, which is a pretty significant drop still for corn and soybeans. And then after that, it's really going to be the plantings and stocks reports, and of course, weather is going to be the main driver. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.